Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Cleveland Connection. For the next hour, you'll hear conversations with people who make a difference in Northeast Ohio. Here's your host, Chelsea Lyons.
Good morning and welcome to Cleveland Connection. Our first guest today, we have PanCan with us. And with PanCan comes Julia Zettel and Hollis Martin. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks Good morning. For having us.
Thank you for coming in. Let's start off talking a little bit about, Julia, if you can explain to us, for those who don't know, what is PanCan?
Absolutely. PanCan is actually short for the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. And what it basically is a network of professionals working to help end this disease, whether it be through advanced research for early screenings for pancreatic cancer and continuing to fund research methods to help the treatment with the disease. I am actually the mission chair of the Cleveland chapter, and that basically means I am turning people's pain into passion to help eradicate this disease.
So if someone has pancreatic cancer, can PanCan help them individually?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of the times, and this is really the negative connotation, is you get that horrible diagnosis and you think, oh my God, this is a death sentence. I know that when my father was diagnosed in 2014, the first thing I did was went to Google, and I was very lucky to find the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. What they do is they have Patient Central, which is really the landing point for anybody who is initially diagnosed with this disease. From there, you can get hooked up with research programs, trial options, learn how to take care of yourself during the disease, be it through nutrition, just general wellness. And the other thing that's really nice that PanCan does is it takes care of the support and caregivers, like gives them tools to help their loved one manage the disease. And another leg of what they do is helping medical professionals, giving them the research and information that they need to best help their patients.
So is that how you got involved with PanCan, was when your father got diagnosed?
Yes, that's absolutely how I got involved. My father is a bit of a rare case in that he was diagnosed with at what's called 1A. It was found through an ultrasound looking for something totally different. And his ultrasound technician was like, I don't really like what I'm seeing. Turns out they were two pancreatic cysts that were going to become tumors. He luckily has been through treatment. He is considered functionally cured of the disease. Now it's very pernicious and you're always nervous. But because 9% of people diagnosed will survive past 5 years, my mission in life now is to help 91% of families who will not be as lucky as I was.
So, Hollis, you have been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, correct?
Yes, I was diagnosed in August. In reality, my body told me in April there was something wrong. I just didn't know what was wrong. And the reason I got involved with PanCan, I happened to know Fran Zettel, who was my insurance agent. We were talking about some of the problems I was having. And everyone had told me, don't go to the internet, whatever you do. When a doctor tells you you've got 3 to 6 months to live, which I was told August of last year, I did not want to go to the internet. But then Fran said, go to PanCan. And I did. And there I found hope. I found stories of people that were alive. I found information about trials. I found a way to live through this, which I have managed to do after 1,000 hours of chemo in September of last year.
You came in saying you just had your 1,000th hour chemo.
Just hit the mark.
Obviously, your whole life has changed because of this. How are you doing after going through a lot of this treatment? Do you mind me asking?
Well, I'm sometimes weak. The biggest problem I have is I love to talk, and it dries my mouth out. Like, my mouth is dry now, and it gives me congestion. It really does leave me weak because the cancer is eating up all of my muscle. My muscle tone is gone. And I guess the problem with me is I'm so darn old. I've been healthy all my life. That's 69 years, well, 70 now, and never had any health issues whatsoever until this came. I lost my hair. I never knew how important hair was, especially in Cleveland in the winter. You need hair, or at least a couple of good hats.
Well, you make a very handsome, no-haired man if it makes you feel better.
He really does.
So how did you first discover that you had pancreatic cancer?
My annual physical, which I've done for 40 years, you go in, the doctor says, you know, Mr. Martin, I found something unusual. You need to go get a scan. So I said, okay. So I went and got a scan. And then they said, we found something, so go get a biopsy. So I go in, I get a biopsy of my pancreas. And what the doctor found was two benign cysts in my pancreas in like February of last year. I'm like, okay, don't worry about it. They're benign. 3 months later, it was stage 4. It had moved from my pancreas over into my liver, which, yes, I'm confused. You look confused. I'm very confused.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And that's what PanCan is all about. And that's the reason, this is the second time I've been on the radio talking about this. You need more money for research. They really can't see those lesions until they're a certain size. They don't have the equipment or the technology to detect it prior to that. And once you get to 2 centimeters, you got a problem. Okay, and they can only detect one centimeter, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then by that time, you know, it's already moved on to other things. I can't remember the question now. I got a long answer, though. What was the question?
You've pretty much answered it. It was, how did you find out that you had pancreatic cancer?
That's a lot of what happens in pancreatic cancer patients. The reason why you find it so late is it because it'll manifest as a bunch of different things, kind of a generalized backache, heartburn, indigestion, just kind of a general unwellness. We also see that, you know, skin and eyes will turn yellow, like a liver jaundice sort of thing. And much to Hollis's point, the pancreas is located behind the stomach and next to the liver, and it's so interconnected with that entire system in your body that it, like a lot of the times when pancreatic cancer metastasizes, it will go for the liver, which is also another very aggressive cancer. So, you know, you find this cancer really late at stage 4 by the time you actually see tumors, but it's already spread by that time because it has had a long enough time to have those cancer cells move around your body.
Are they close to finding a, I guess, better cure for it than what they have now, or?
You know, there's a couple of things that we're doing. We're really not close to finding a cure. There's very limited research dollars going into the disease. It's the third cancer killer behind brain and ovarian cancer. Part of the reason why this happens, again, with lack of research dollars, is that money's not funding early detection methods. I mean, that's really ultimately what happens, is by the time you find it, your doctor's telling you to get your affairs in order. A lot of what the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network does is raise a lot of money that goes into research with medical professionals and research professionals who are looking to find that early detection. At the same time, they're doing research on targeted gene therapy for pancreatic cancer and really looking at and genetically mapping tumors so that you actually are getting treatment that's very closely aligned to the tumor to combat it. So that's two fronts in which PanCan is working very hard.
So if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons. Right now we are talking with Julia Zettel and Hollis Martin. They are with PanCan. Going back real quick to Hollis, you do try to keep a positive attitude, though, about a lot of this, it seems like, because from what I've heard, attitude is a big part of surviving this. And I was sent over a song that you had made. And look, you got this big smile on your face just now. I'm going to play a little bit of your song, Hollis. Let's listen to a quick clip of it.
Every now and then, I just don't want to do this. My life, my hair, those are things that I miss. I came here, why? I'm not sure. All they have is the treatment. They don't have the cure. You say treatment, I say mistreatment. I really hate being here, they just can't take a hint. Trouble is my middle name, that's what they say. But hey, it's not me, the chemo's to blame.
Walking down the street, took the road less traveled. Looked down for one moment and my life unraveled. Gotta take it day by day on this chemo.
some of the words you say in that are really serious and speak to you. Obviously, it is a reflection of what you have to go through on a daily basis, but what made you want to put it into song form?
Okay, I guess I'm a different kind of cancer patient. I'm very vocal. I'll talk to the nurse. I'll talk to the doctor. I'll talk to anybody that's going by that'll listen, because I realize that the medical professionals, without input from the patient, they have no idea what's going to happen to the body. It's like my doctor said, you're going to a new infusion. I said, okay. And he gives me his paper and said, this is the side effects. But I know for a fact, all he has is a piece of paper. Until you're on the other side of the needle, you have no idea what might happen. So I'm sitting there. I was doing my first infusion for like 6 hours at the hospital and 46 hours at home. So 6 hours every 2 weeks, I'm sitting there. And because I'm always making noise, they brought the music therapist over to me with her keyboard and guitar, because I was just sitting there yakking, saying crazy stuff like I always do. And she was listening to me and writing some of the stuff down, and she told my wife to write some of it down because it might make an interesting poem or a song. So as I went through how I was feeling and what I was going through, I came up with a song about my journey, which is different from everybody else's, but we'll probably end the same place.
So what was your favorite part about making the song?
I think my favorite part was knowing that other people would hear it and they might find some humor in it and some sadness, because it's real. It's real. That's what I like about it. It's real. It's the stuff that people don't talk about, and we know they're not going to sing about it. That's why, you know the name of my song, right?
What's the name of it?
Chemo Highway.
Chemo Highway?
Yes.
Does that stand for anything? Or?
Yes, because after 1,000 chemos, it's a long journey. It's a long journey. As I wait to get into a trial and some immunotherapy and some T-cell stuff, I'm just got to hang on, and hopefully they'll come up with something that will prolong my life, because I don't really expect a cure anytime soon unless there's a miracle.
I think that was one of the things that really struck me is Adam Deal is a 34-year-old pancreatic cancer survivor. And he just mentioned that he's on borrowed time, you know, and I think that was the thing that just hit me out of nowhere. I'm incredibly lucky. My father is very well. I meet other survivors who were diagnosed later. And yes, we can prolong lives and we love it when they make it to 5 years, but the clock is ticking for them. But to Hollis's point, attitude is everything. And I think the survivors in this group are some of the warmest, kindest, hardest fighting people that I've ever met. And it's really an awful club to be a part of, but I'm very lucky for the people and the survivors that I have met.
So for some of them to get to that 5-year mark, like you mentioned, a lot of that can be thanked to new research and new discoveries, correct?
Exactly.
What you're doing is you're working to raise money for this research. And you have some events coming up. One of them is today, correct?
Yes, it is. Tonight we are hosting Purple Light, which is how we honor our survivors and remember those who didn't make it. It is at John Carroll University in the Bowler School of Business. You'll find us in the Dolan Atrium. We'll be all in purple. And we invite you to come out. You don't need to register. Come and remember those that you have lost. And if you're a survivor, please come out. We want to do everything we can to honor you and your fight.
If someone wants to help with this, do they just show up or do they need to kind of schedule anything in advance? Or?
Well, they can always email me, jzettl, Z-E-T-T-L, at pancanvolunteer.org. If you want to show up today for Purple Light, please show up. We love having bodies. We love having helpful people. But if you want to help in the future, the best way to do that is email me and I'll get you all hooked up.
Okay. And you have another kind of an event, but another thing happening on the 23rd.
We do. The Cavs have a program where local groups can get exposure. And so we are actually doing that on the 23rd versus the Trailblazers. 30 minutes prior to tip off, which is right after the primetime performance. PanCan, all of us, some survivors, a lot of the board will be there on the midcourt line being recognized. And then we'll also be spotlighted on the Humongotron. It's very big. It's on the very big screen, so you really can't miss us. We'll be purple and huge. And we'll also have a booth with information. Again, another opportunity where if you aren't ready for the intensity of purple light, you can come out and meet us one-on-one in a less formal, less somber environment.
So if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons. Right now we are talking with Julia Zettel and Hollis Martin. They are with PanCan.
If someone's listening to this and maybe they're not able to make either event, but they want to help, are there ways that they can do that?
Oh, there are so many ways in which they can get involved, and we love people to meet us wherever they are in their journey. They can join the affiliate if they'd like to, if they feel so moved. The other thing that they can do is advocacy work, which is really lobbying your members of Congress and your local representatives to continue to pass measures that fund budgeting, that fund research. November is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month, so this is really the perfect time to get involved and to make that movement. If you go to pancan.org/get involved, there's a really nice form that people can fill out that asks their actual congressperson to wear purple on Pancreatic Cancer Day, which is on the 21st of this month.
Okay, and PanCan is PanCan, correct?
Yep, PanCan.org. The other thing I want to mention is that if you are recently diagnosed or a family member is recently diagnosed, or you're out there, we have a wonderful medical community, and you're more curious about bringing additional information to your patients, I'm going to send you to Patient Central, which is not just for patients, it's for caregivers and healthcare workers. It's 877-272-6226. You call in, you tell them what you're looking for, and you'll get directed to the correct place.
And are you looking for any volunteers?
We are always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for people who are motivated and passionate in any way, shape, or form to help change the future of this disease. I'm actually going to put this call out there. I'm specifically right now looking for a UH relationship manager, somebody who's willing to work with university hospitals, who's been an absolutely wonderful partner here in Cleveland. Dr. Jordan Winter and his team have been fantastic. We need a liaison to go in between our two organizations to make sure that we are very fruitful with that relationship.
And if someone's able to help you with that, where should they go?
They can email me. Again, that email is jzettel, Z like zebra, E-T-T-L, at pancanvolunteer.org.
Okay. And did either of you have anything else that you would like to add?
Yes, specifically, I want to tell you that this diagnosis can be very isolating. When you tell people that you've been diagnosed, they get a look, you know, because they know what the statistics are. But I want to tell our patients, our survivors, our caregivers, you aren't alone. You're never alone, not when there's a PanCan affiliate here to help you. Call PanCan, get in touch with me. You never have to be alone with this disease.
PanCan helped my family because my daughter, I have a granddaughter who's just turned 3. My daughter didn't want to deal with the fact that I'm not going to be here. But in, was it June at the zoo?
Yep.
My daughter came out. My granddaughter came out. And we did the walk. And she got to see the people that survived. And she got to be with me and understand this, not necessarily a death sentence.
It's definitely, it's a tough disease. It doesn't have to be a death sentence, especially when we are working so hard for research. We want to change the future of this disease. But again, you're never alone.
Thank you both so much for coming in today and for spreading awareness. And I wish you the best going forward. And I wish you the best turnout and for Congress to help get some more of this passed for you as well.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to Cleveland Connection. Here again is Chelsea Lyons.
Our next guest today, we have Dr. Garcia. He is with Apex Dermatology and the Purple Heart Project. Good morning.
Good morning.
So first of all, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Chelsea.
I'm really excited to talk about this. This is a great thing that you're doing here. Let's start off by just letting everyone know what Apex Dermatology is.
Apex Dermatology is basically a comprehensive medical, surgical, and aesthetic dermatology practice in the area. We have 7 locations throughout Northeast Ohio, and we're really proud of ourselves on, you know, having fast appointment time, same-day appointments, and really delivering a really good patient experience.
So with that being said, then what is this Purple Heart project that you're doing with Apex Dermatology?
So I'm very excited about this project because I am a veteran. I used to be a flight surgeon for a Marine F-18 squadron. And, you know, I've been trying to come up with a community service that we can do as a company where it kind of blends my passion of dermatology and also my background in the military service. So I came up with, you know, this is not a novel idea, but something that we're going to start doing in our side, which is provide complementary laser scar revision for wounded veterans that qualify for the program. So we're very excited about being able to kind of help some of these individuals that, as you know, some of the scars are mainly only in the skin, but sometimes they go a little bit deeper. And I feel that we can change a little bit of their outlook on life and get them back into the workforce or getting their life back a little bit. That's what it's all about.
Well, first of all, thank you for your service. Dr. Garcia, thank you for that. And also, this is fabulous. Is there any specific like story or something that happened that made you want to create this?
You know, I've been trying to look for like something for the community outreach program for our group. And it's hard. You know, I wanted to kind of combine my two passions. And, you know, I don't have a particular story, but what I can tell you is when I was in the service, you know, I took care of a lot of active duty military members, and I did a lot of stitching for scars and things like that. And we treated some trauma. So, you know, I think that, you know, the fact that I'm able to pay back and pay it forward now, hey, you know, if I'm in a position of helping, a fellow Marine or, you know, a Navy or whoever, you know, an active duty personnel that was in combat or was wounded, I'd love to be able to help.
Mm-hmm. Doctor, how long has Apex Dermatology itself been around?
Apex Dermatology started in 2011.
Okay.
So 8 years ago.
And then this is the new, you're just getting ready to launch this project, correct?
Yes, this is a brand new project that we're starting. And I was trying to, you know, start it around Veterans Day. That's why we kind of held it until November, because I figured, hey, you know, this would be a cool thing to talk about, you know, during Veterans Day.
Yeah, definitely. So obviously, as an established company, you're doing a lot to help the community. Why do you think it's important for established companies like Apex to give back to their communities?
Well, I feel very fortunate that I work with really passionate dermatologists and staff that really want to, you know, provide that great patient experience and really focus on our purpose as a company, which is transforming life through healthy skin. That's really why we exist. I also feel that no matter where you work, I think it's always good to have a meaningful relationship and a meaningful meaning for your job. So we're, you know, at Apex, we try to really always set the bar high and always, you know, right, we're not just doing dermatology. I tell people, you know, we're really changing people's lives. If you come into the group because you have skin cancer, you come out of there cancer free. That's pretty powerful. Or if you have, you know, if you're a young person with acne or you have bad skin problems and we can fix that, and then, you know, that helps you as a person to not get back into the game. So I feel that, you know, Apex is special because we are trying to, you know, keep that meaningful work experience into our daily job. And I think that, you know, if you can do that and still love your job, I think that, you know, the community kind of benefits at the end.
Yeah, that's truly amazing. So if a veteran is listening to this right now and they're thinking, wow, this could change my life, what can they expect? What are some of the steps of this?
So here's how the program works. So the very first thing is, you know, all our information is in our website, apexskin.com/Purple Heart Project. The way it works is that, you know, we have a questionnaire there that the veteran will have to fill out, and we're going to review it. We have a little committee in our office, you know, that we could review it, and we'll select qualified people that are, you know, that we kind of vetted through the process. Important to know that not all the scars, you know, may qualify for these things. There are some scars that, you know, we can't do anything about. You know, there are scars that we can do lasers and other things, which is what we're hoping to do. But that's the whole process of, you know, kind of make sure we pick the right people, because, you know, there are people that, you know, we may not be able to help. But, you know, all the information is in our website, apexskin.com/Purple Heart Project. But basically, you know, you apply, you get it, you upload some photographs, you know, we'll call you, and then we'll select, you know, quarterly some veterans to kind of treat. And all the treatment and the evaluation will be at no cost to the person. You know, what we like to do is, you know, bring the patient into our office and evaluate the scar and come up with a treatment plan that works. Sometimes it could be just an injection of something, you know, sometimes it could be just a laser treatment. But, you know, we want to make sure that we at least try to tackle each scar individually and try to address it the right way.
So if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. Right now we are talking with Dr. Garcia from Apex Dermatology, and they have the Purple Heart Project that we are talking about. So does this cost anything for veterans?
No. So this is completely free for the veteran. You know, all you got to do is apply through our website, apexskin.com/Purple Heart Project. And, you know, the patient evaluation, the treatment plan, all that is complimentary.
So you mentioned that there are some scars that you can't treat. Are those kind of just like the deeper, bigger ones? Or
there are some scars that, you know, that depend, you know, when you evaluate a scar, you know, scar is basically trauma to the skin. And depending on how deep into the skin layers the scars goes, then you have to use different things to treat them. Most of us have had scars and you have a little scrape and then, you know, 3 months later, you can barely see it. But there are some burn scars or some trauma, you know, contracture scars that we can't do in dermatology. You know, some people need to go to burn units and, you know, plastic surgeons if they involve a lot of big places of the face or the trunk. The scars that we want to treat is, you know, they're scars that are, you know, something that we can do with laser. That's why the evaluations is important, because in dermatology we have a lot of new technology now that we can use to treat scarring. So whether the scar is red, and this goes not just for wounded people, this just across the whole, anybody, really. If you have a surgical scar, C-section scar, if you have a stretch mark, or if you have an acne scar, we have a lot of new technology now to treat scars. And it could be something as simple as, we're just going to do some microneedling, you know, or something as, hey, no, you need a series of laser treatments here to kind of try to get rid of the color or the redness or maybe the contouring of the scar. So it's important, you know, to kind of, and that's why I think the evaluation is important, because we make sure we educate our patient population about that.
Wow. You are truly changing people's lives.
That's the whole point. We believe by our purpose, which is transforming lives through healthy skin. And I believe that if you do that and you put people first, you know, you'll do well at the end.
And for veterans, it's so important, because scars sometimes can be reminders that they don't want. So getting rid of that can really do a lot mentally for somebody.
And I think that's really what motivated me to do the project, because it's not really treating a scar that's visible. To me, it's really all those scars go deeper. You know, all those scars go into maybe you have PTSD, maybe you have a depression, maybe for some reason now you have a big burn scar and you don't want to, you can't move your hand. You know, a range of motion. So, you know, a lot of that, you know, a lot of the people that are suffering for this, you know, even if we treat a scar and we improve it 10%, that could be a 90% mental improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be the difference of you going into the workforce or not, or you're getting a new job or not, or you feeling confident to do something that you always wanted to do. So I feel that, you know, through dermatology and through this project, we can really kind of make changes.
Are there any specific requirements that they must have in order to qualify for this?
So their basic requirements. One is you got to be vet, you know, obviously, and we'll vet that with the DD214. There's some forms that we kind of know, you know, that way, you know, we know what we're looking for. And then, you know, we're looking for people that have been wounded in active duty, you know, not necessarily in combat or in the war, but, you know, hey, if you had a bad injury, a bad burn, I mean, things happen during training. I remember when I was in training, you know, with the military and, you know, in the medical group, we treated a lot of injuries, you know. So, you know, basically scarring from active duty, you know, time. And, you know, we try to pick the best qualified patients for this. If you have a little scar in the hand or something, you know, that may not qualify you to the Purple Heart Project. But, you know, we're going to be going there with an open mind to see, hey, listen, let's see who can we help. And I also want people to know that we're doing this on our time, right? So, you know, you may not get selected, right? You know, this is a quarterly event. We need to pick the right people that we think that, hey, maybe we're going to make a difference from this person. And, you know, there's nothing personal, obviously. We're trying to do the right thing. But I think it's, you know, if we can improve one person's, you know, mental capacity for scarring, and I think this is a successful program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You mentioned this is a quarterly event. Is there an application deadline time?
You know, I think what we're going to do, since we have the information in the website, is that as they come in, we'll put them in a folder. It's all kind of electronic. So we probably, our committee will just meet, you know, quarterly, and we come up with, okay, we have 20 applications or 30 or whatever it is. So I think that, you know, we don't have a deadline for this, especially okay. Now that we're launching it. But, you know, I think that the important thing is that people don't expect a phone call immediately, you know, so that, okay, you know, we got to go through the process and kind of do the evaluation and pick a time and date so that we can contact them and everything. It's a little bit of a process, but I think at the end it should work out pretty nicely.
So if they don't qualify for the Purple Heart Project, but they do have like a little scar on their hand, they could still come into Apex and get that fixed, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, so one of the things that we do in dermatology is we do a lot of, we have this scar institute that we have, you know. It used to be like when you have a scar, people say, oh, you know, sorry, you can do anything. Now that has changed a lot, you know. So now there's a lot of things you can do that are non-invasive for scars to improve the scarring. It may not be completely removed, but, you know, it may take it away a little bit. Like, it can be less pink or less red, or it'll be less bumpy. So, and a lot of this stuff is covered by insurance. Some of it is. Some of it is not. But I think that to educate people, saying, hey, now you do have, there are options for you, and they don't really have to break the bank for this. You know, if you have a little acne scarring for in the cheek, you know, we can do microneedling. That's $300, $200. I mean, a mani-pedi, you know, cost about that much, you know. So, you know, the way
it does.
I always put it in people into context, you know, hey, you know, if you pay $200 for your hair and your makeup and your mani-pedi, you know, it's something you can probably afford a microneedling treatment. but my point is that there's a lot of new technology, and it's really, the price that really has come, they have come down. So, you know, you're not breaking the bank. And at the same time, they're very, they're not just through the scar, through your whole face, which is good.
That's awesome. So we've been talking for about 14 minutes now. So if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons. Right now we are talking with Dr. Garcia from Apex Dermatology, and we are talking about their Purple Heart Project, which is helping veterans who have scars. So, doctor, if you see like an extreme amount of success with this project, do you see any expansion in the future on it?
I think so. I think that, you know, once we get, you know, see how popular or how kind of, you know, how much interest there is, then I can see this kind of taking off a little bit and say, hey, listen, maybe we'll have a dedicated day, or we have, you know, one day a month, we're going to do something like that on a Saturday or something, you know. You know, I'm lucky that, you know, like I said earlier, you know, I work with a lot of very good, knowledgeable, and passionate dermatologists, and we're all kind of on this together. And, you know, it's good to know that our other doctors in our practice are also willing to help out. So I think initially, you know, it's going to be me kind of trying to, as we grow the program. But, you know, at the end of the day, all the dermatologists can do the lasers, you know, laser procedures and things like that. It's just more about education too. Like, you know, hey, there are treatment for scars. And I think the important connection between scars that are visible to your skin, but also scars that go a little bit deeper into your spirit, then I think that's really the most important thing to me. Hey, if we can make a change in your mental perception about feeling better about yourself, then to me that's what it's all about this project. It's getting you back into that, get your life back, getting back into the game so you can move forward as a person.
Yes, definitely. All right. So where can people go to get more information on this and to find these applications?
The most direct way to get information is our website. It's apexskin.com/Purple Heart Project. apexskin.com/Purple Heart Project. So it's all the information is there. That lands you right on the page. Gives you a little bit of information about scarring too. There we have a nice blog right now in our website that talks all about different scars and how to treat them and what's available. But all the information for the Purple Heart Project is in our website and even the applications there. You do it right there online.
And I'm going to spell it out just in case someone doesn't know how to spell Apex. It's APEX skin, you said, .com/Purple Heart Project.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Apex, APEX skin, like the color of your skin, .com/Purple Heart Project.
All right, perfect. Well, Doctor, did you have anything else that you would like to add?
No, I just want to, you know, thank you for the opportunity for being here today. And I think that, you know, all of your listeners out there, you know, we can help you out in the future. Come look us up, and you know we're always happy to see you for anything related to the skin.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, for talking about this, and thank you for what you're doing for the community and for these veterans. You're truly changing lives, Dr. Garcia.
But thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Cleveland Connection. Here again is Chelsea Lyons.
Our next guest today, we have Jen Andrus, and she is the executive director of MedWorks here to talk about a really big free dental clinic that they are doing for the community this year. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's just start off beginning for the people who don't know what MedWorks is. Tell us a little bit about MedWorks.
So MedWorks is a local nonprofit organization. We've been an organization for 10 years providing free medical, dental, and vision services to those in the community who are uninsured or simply can't afford healthcare access. And so we really have two primary goals. One is to increase access to healthcare. So we provide pop-up clinics in various communities around Cuyahoga County where they can come and get a day of healthcare. But we also then want to set them up with long-term medical homes. So we at MedWorks have insurance navigators on our staff. So they join us at every single clinic that we have. And they are there to answer questions for patients who may not be clear on if they have insurance or what their insurance allows them to get, as well as if they don't have insurance, we can enroll them in insurance. And then we work with various healthcare facilities around the community to schedule follow-up appointments for these individuals. So they may have come in for one day of care and we've provided them outstanding care for that day, but we want to make sure they have a long-term medical home. So we introduce them to a healthcare facility in their local neighborhood and ensure they have insurance and ways to continue to access ongoing care.
I love that because for some people, healthcare is such a hard thing to come across.
It is. And unfortunately, there are still hundreds, thousands of people within Cuyahoga County who do not have insurance. So we are working hard to help continue to close that gap and get people the needed health care that they deserve.
Do you work only within Cuyahoga County, or do you work with the surrounding counties as well?
So we both. So we are available to anyone, really, who wants to even drive in from anywhere. But we are, we primarily say we serve Northeast Ohio. A lot of the clinics that we have are set up within Cuyahoga County, yet we also bring in patients who are coming in from various surrounding counties. So we see people coming in from Lorain and Geauga counties and other surrounding counties.
So one of the things that, you know, you're mentioning the pop-up clinics, one of the things that you are doing to help people around the community is this free dental clinic, which I find absolutely amazing that there's an organization out there that cares enough to do this for people. So why don't you give us some details on what that is?
I sure will. It is amazing. So we will take a giant ballroom, empty ballroom at the Huntington Convention Center. And over the course of 24 hours, we turn that into a 100-chair dental clinic. So this takes months of planning and then, again, a 24-hour setup period. And then over the course of 2 days, we are providing various adult and children's services. So we have, for adults, we have cleanings, we have oral screenings, we have fillings and extractions. And for children, we have cleanings as well as sealants to help protect their teeth from cavities. So it is quite an amazing event. Anyone can come. You know, we promote it saying, for those of you who don't have dental insurance or can't afford dental care, please come see us. But we ask no qualifying questions. So as long as we have availability, we will take, you know, everyone, anyone who comes. So, and we get people from all walks of life. So I would encourage people to come, bring their families, their neighbors, their children. We are set up and happy and ready to serve.
How long has MedWorks been putting on this free dental clinic?
So this is our third annual dental clinic. Year one, we had 50 chairs and realized the need was so great that we could really increase that. Year two, we bumped up to 100 chairs. And so last year we saw just around 1,000 patients over the course of 2 days. And we estimate that the value of the services we delivered over those 2 days is about $1 million worth of service being delivered for free. This year, we have the same 100-chair facility and over 500 volunteers coming together, medical professionals, community volunteers, ready to serve. So we are hoping to get upwards of 1,500 people this year. So if you're considering coming, please do.
This is a pretty big thing. What made MedWorks want to start doing this type of dental clinic?
Yeah, well, dental is one of the most unmet needs as far as healthcare goes in the state of Ohio. So we just knew, you know, some people have a lot of, you know, growing numbers that have medical insurance, but they don't always have dental insurance as part of that. And so we just know that the need is so great and that oral care is connected to overall health. And so this was a need that we really wanted to fill. We have Dr. Hess is on our, Dr. Roger Hess sits on our board, and he is our dental lead. And he really was excited to help us figure out how to create this size of a dental clinic. And I want to make sure that we recognize all of the dental professionals that are coming together for these 2 days. So again, I mentioned over 500 of them. So these are dental professionals from around the community. They work within the various healthcare systems and private practices, and they're coming to volunteer their time on Friday and Saturday. So this is really top-notch care that people are getting.
So for this, do people have to register in advance or can they just show up?
You actually cannot register in advance for this event. So this is a first come, first serve. Doors open at 7 a.m. both days. So come as early as you can in order to secure your spot in line. And you show up and we get you registered.
So in the past, what is the earliest that you have seen people start to line up?
So we'll see people starting to line up around 3 or 4 a.m. And if the weather is poor, so if it's snowing or raining, we will certainly open the doors to the convention center earlier than 7 a.m. so that people can wait in a lobby waiting area. And that is on the lakeside drive of the convention center, the Huntington Convention Center.
So try to get there as early as possible, right?
Yes, please do.
All right, so let's get into some more details. When is this clinic?
So this dental clinic, again, free dental clinic, is next Friday and Saturday. That's November 22nd and 23rd, located at the Huntington Convention Center, which is downtown Cleveland. The address is 300 Lakeside, and that is the door that people should enter the convention center.
Okay, so once they're there, they're in line. What can the people who are there expect to take place that
day? So you will come in and you will go to a registration table where you are to select one of the services that we're providing. So again, I mentioned there's cleanings, there's oral screenings for cancers and such. There are fillings and there are extractions. And again, for children, there are sealants. So for each person gets to select one of those services, and that's what you do at the registration table. From there, you will then go to a quick medical triage. It's a quick, take your vitals, asking them if they're on any medications, just really, important information to know before you receive dental care. And there will probably be a little bit of waiting time. So, bring a book, bring a snack. We'll have Netflix playing in the waiting rooms. And then there's also, I do want to mention, we have some fantastic community partners joining us. So they will be providing, they're health-minded community partners and can provide other services. So they can provide appointments for cancer screenings. There's nutrition counseling, there's vet services, there's smoking cessation program, and so many other great partners joining us. And so during that wait time, people can interact with these partners and get additional information that they need that can contribute to health. And then once you're on the dental floor getting your service that you've asked for, depending on the service that you get, we have x-rays, we have numbing. So just like you would get at a normal dental office, all of that is available. And then you finish up and you're on your way. So, and I would also mention, if you're someone who may not love the dental chair, I would suggest you bring your headphones with you, because it is okay to go ahead and play music while you're, using your phone while you're getting dental care.
That's a good suggestion. So if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and right now we are talking with Jen Andrus, and she is the executive director of MedWorks. We are talking about an upcoming free dental clinic that they are hosting. So Jen, once they are there, before they arrive, do they need to prepare or bring any documents with them?
So we do not ask for documents. We do not even ask for license. You can fill out a little bit of information about name and address, and from there we do not have other qualifying documentation needed in order to provide services. I would say the only thing that you should probably know when you show up is what medications you are taking. We just, we need to be precautious with any sort of dental services being provided. So that would be something that we would ask patients to write down before they come, so we know what type of medications they're on.
Okay. And so you mentioned that they can only do one process, right?
One service, yes.
One service. Are they allowed to get it done and get back in line to get another one if they need more than one, or no?
Technically, nothing is stopping them from doing that. I think that it just all depends on the number of patients that we have come in for the day. So, last year, we're expecting to see anywhere from 500 to 800 people, let's say, on each day. So if you want to go get in line again, you might have a pretty long wait time, but there's nothing keeping you from that. And that's the one service, is so that we can really provide care to as many people as possible. So we, you know, we plan to spend, you know, anywhere up to 45 minutes or so with patient. And if their needs aren't, dental needs aren't fully met on the day of this clinic, our dental professionals will provide guidance and recommendations about what type of follow-up care they should pursue. And after you're finished with your dental care, we do have, again, we have our insurance navigators on site there in case they have questions around what insurance covers and doesn't cover. But we also have various healthcare partners there from the various hospital systems and federally qualified health centers. So if they need continued dental care, they can actually make an appointment the same day so they can get that follow-up care. And these people are wonderful. They can explain to them what that would cost them and help them find affordable solutions.
That's awesome. So that also would apply then if somebody needs more done than what they can get done at the
Absolutely.
Clinic.
Yes. So we want you to leave understanding, you know, next steps. Our hope is that we can take care of as much of your need as possible, but we also want to make sure you understand how to continue taking care of your needs as you exit.
So this is a pretty big event. I'm sure that there's a lot that goes into putting this on. I mean, how do you manage to make this happen every year?
Yeah, so I do want to give credit to a couple of different groups. One would be our donors. So as I keep mentioning, this is a free clinic, so 100% free to patients and 100% funded through donations. So that is really incredible. Those donations are coming from community foundations, they're coming from corporate sponsorships and from individual donors who all believe in our mission and want to help us make that possible. So we are very thankful to our donors. We are incredibly thankful to the volunteers who provide tremendous day of care. Our satisfaction numbers are through the roof. These people, our volunteers absolutely love taking the time to give back to the community and spending time with patients to help them meet their needs. So I think you'll find that the level of care you're getting is outstanding. And so I really want to thank our volunteers and our community partners that are coming together to help provide other services, as well as some of those counseling and scheduling services for follow-up appointments. So that really is what makes it all possible. And I mean, we have a very small staff who works really hard. I would be missed if I didn't give them credit for all the hard work they're doing to organize the event. And then it's, you know, really comes to life through those partners.
And Jen, you said there's going to be approximately 500 dental professionals assisting there?
There will be, yes. So dentists, various types of dentists and hygienists, as well as community volunteers and some medical volunteers as well. So it is, the convention center comes to life. It is full of energy, from people needing care and happy with the care they're getting to volunteers who are more than happy to be able to provide that type of care.
So if there's a dental professional listening to this, and maybe they're not in this county, maybe they're, you know, near Sandusky or something, and they haven't heard of this before, and they want to help out, mm-hmm. how could they do that?
Well, there are still openings, so if you still want to volunteer, we can send you to our website where you can click on the information and sign up to volunteer. So I can give that information here. It's MedWorks, MedWorks, USA.org. And so if you go to our website, you will find a button that talks about the dental clinic and how you volunteer. Or you can call our office and we would happily help you get registered. And that number is 216-231-5350.
All right. So just kind of thinking, How many people do you think, you know, you kind of mentioned it earlier, but if someone may have missed it, how many people do you think you have helped in the years that this has been going on?
Well, you know, in terms of MedWorks, we've held over 60 clinics throughout the course of our history and helped thousands and thousands of patients receive medical care and enroll in insurance. In terms of the dental clinic, I know that last year we saw just around 1,000 patients, and this year we're hoping to get that number up to 1,500. So please come out. We are we have the chairs, we have the volunteers ready, and we would prefer not to have downtime. So come out so we can provide service all day. Both days throughout the 2 days of the clinic.
And doors open at 7 a.m., correct?
Correct, 7 a.m. both days.
What time do they close?
So we end up wrapping up normally around 3 or 4 p.m. in the afternoon. We know how much time we can dedicate to all the patients. So once we hand out all of the services, the service cards for the day, we will end up closing the doors at that time because that we then have everyone that we can manage to see for the day. So again, I would still advise to come early morning or by mid morning are your best chances in order to get to secure a spot.
To get in there, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and right now we are talking with Jen Andrus, and she is the executive director of MedWorks. If you are just tuning in with us and you missed the beginning of the interview, they are hosting a free dental clinic. Jen, one more time, why don't you give a quick recap of what the clinic is, the dates, and all the information that someone may need if they are just turning us on.
Yes. So MedWorks is hosting a free dental clinic next Friday and Saturday, November 22nd and 23rd. We are opening the doors at 7 a.m. both days. It is first come, first served, so come early. Again, we have people that come out as early as 3 or 4 a.m. to get in line to secure a spot. The dental clinic is held at the Huntington Convention Center, which is downtown Cleveland. The address is 300 Lakeside Road, and that is the door that you should enter to come into the registration. And so, again, adults, children, you're all welcome. There are no qualification questions, so if you are in need of dental care, please come see us.
Kind of sounds like Black Friday for your hygiene.
That's a great analogy.
One more time, where can people go to get more information on MedWorks and this event?
Yeah, so please go to our website or you can call us. So our website is medworksusa.org. Or you could call us at 216-231-5350.
All right. Jen, did you have anything else that you would like to add?
I'm just thankful for the opportunity to get to host the clinic and tell the community about it. So please come down and we will be happy to serve.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing, for coming in today, for helping the community. And I wish you the best success at this event.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cleveland Connection. Tune in next week at the same time for Cleveland Connection.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.